利亚，我们园林教会的弟兄姐妹、长子负责人，大家平安。
Hallelujah to all the brothers and sisters of Garden Grove Church and all the ministers and friends.
感谢主耶稣的带领。
Thank God for Jesus Christ's guidance.
让小弟这回能够因为要参加家世人的婚礼。
Thank God that for this opportunity, since I will be attending Justin's wedding.
第一次来到美国。
It's my first time in the U.S.
在昨天到达美国。
And I arrived in the U.S. last night.
那今天能够来到我们园林教会。
And that today I'm able to come to Garden Grove Church.
这应该是我的第一，在美国的第一次了。
And this is the first time that I've been in America.
那也应邀请负责人的邀请，在这里来做见证。
And through Garden Grove Church Council's invitation to come and bear testimony tonight.
今天晚上呢，我就用太奇妙，是我不知道的，和我们在这一个神的恩典上面来分享。
And so tonight I'd like to use the topic, how wonderful that I did not know, as our mutual encouragement.
我们先来看这段经文。
Let's first look at this verse.
我们看约伯记的四十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 42.
四十二章的第一节到第六节。
Job chapter 42, verse 1 to 6.
四十二章第一节，约伯回答耶和华说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。求你听我，我要说话。我问你，求你指示我。”我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。这段圣经是约伯记最后的结论。
And in this passage is the conclusion of the book of Job.
我们知道约伯他是一个义人。
We know that Job was a righteous man.
他敬畏神，远离恶事。
And that he feared God and ran away from evil.
但是约伯呢，却受尽了苦难。
But yet Job encountered suffering.
一夕之间，所有的产业都不见了。
In a split second, all of his inheritance was disappeared.
儿女也因天灾而死亡。
And even his children, because a accident, all died.
接下来又撒旦的攻击使他肉体这个承受极大的这个病痛。
And so, because of Satan's attack, he had to encounter great suffering in his flesh.
三个朋友，三个要好的朋友，想要来安慰他。
And so, three of his good friends wanted to comfort him.
但是却不知如何开口。
But they didn't know how to comfort him.
结果约伯开口之后，
so after Job opened his mouth,
却接连的一连串对苦难的一个探讨。
And he spoke many things, and had a discussion concerning suffering.
义人何以受苦？
How does an upright suffer?
这是一个人。活在世上所面对的一个难题。
And so this is a difficult question that we face on this and living in this earth.
所以苦难这一个议题。
And so suffering.
在神救恩的旨意里面。
In the God's salvation plan.
扮演了非常重要的角色。
Actually, is very important.
所以约伯在经历这无数的苦难当中。
When Job encountered this great suffering,
他对自己的生命产生怀疑。
So he doubted his own life.
我为什么能够生在这个世界上？
Thinking, why am I born into this world?
为什么又受这些苦？
Why do I have to encounter this suffering?
敬畏神的约伯。
And this one who feared the Lord.
他内心当中深刻的了解。
Job clearly understood.
这一切都是出于神。
That all of this came from God.
约伯也并没有用他的话语 来埋怨神。
And so Job did not use his words to complain against God.
但是许许多多的疑惑。
But there are a lot of misunderstandings.
直到神在旋风中向他来显现。
Until God came in a whirlwind and manifested before him.
用许许多多非常奇妙的这一些自然现象。
And to use all of the mysterious things in nature
来诘问约伯
to question Job.
约伯后来就无话说了。
And it is after that Job had no words that he could speak.
所以约伯呢对神的旨意
And so Job towards God's will.
和神的作为
And his work.
他最后的结论
What his conclusion was.
就在这段圣经里面来表明
As is shown in this passage here.
因为敬畏神的人
He's the one who fears the Lord.
他绝对不是以自我为中心
They are not focused only on themselves.
虽然现今这一个世代
Even though in the Bible.
这个知识非常的发达
Oh, sorry, in the society right now, it's very advanced.
科技非常的发达
Technology is very advanced.
很多过去我们人所不知道的事情
Many things that we did not know before.
借着这些文明科技让我们现今知道了。
And through technology and our growth in knowledge, we now understand.
在许许多多电视的知识频道里面。
And through what is shown on television.
Discovery 或是国家地理频道。
Whether Discovery Channel or the National Geographic Channel.
都让我们知道许许多多过去我们不知道的知识。
It gives us knowledge about what we had not known before.
当我在看神在旋风中向约伯显现的时候
，So when I saw how God appeared to Job in the whirlwind,
我好像就在看 Discovery， 在看国家地理频道一样。
It's like when I'm watching the Discovery Channel.
真的太奇妙了。
It's very mysterious.
很多事情是我们不知道的。
It's because many things are things that we do not understand.
虽然这些事情被显露了。
And so these things are revealed.
但是还是有太多事情我们不知道。
But there are still so many things we do not understand.
因为神的旨意。
Because of God's will.
人没办法隐藏了。
That man cannot hide.
所以约伯在这个时候。
So Job at this time.
他非常的清楚自己的渺小。
He understood very clearly how small he was.
所以他说我从前风闻有你。
And that he said that I had not known you before.
但是现在亲眼看见你。
But now I have my eyes see you.
我厌恶自己的生命了。
That I abhor myself.
在尘土和炉灰中来懊悔。
And repent in dust and ashes.
这个是约伯呢，在受尽苦难。
And this is what Job in his suffering.
他对于自己生命所下的一个结论。
This is the conclusion concerning his life.
但是呢，相信约伯看见了神。许多奇妙的旨意。
And I believe that Job saw a lot of God's marvelous works.
为什么要用这一段来做引言
？So why is this here as the conclusion？
因为我的见证跟这一段有关呢。
And it's because my testimony is related to this.
在2011年的时候
，In 2011，
当时我在台湾总会的神学院服务。
And at the time, I was helping out with the theological training program at the Taiwan GA.
这时我刚要承接教约伯记的这个工作。
And I was about to take on to teach the class on Job.
十月神学院开学之后。
When October, when TTP began.
我就开始要教约伯记了。
I began to teach the book of Job.
在这个九月的时候。
In September,
刚好奉差派到花莲去协助灵恩会。
I was sent in September to Hualien Church to help out with their spiritual convocation.
在布道会的最后一天
，On the last night of evangelical service，
也就是礼拜五的早上
，which was in Friday morning，
那约着这个到花莲，约着这个花莲附近的一些传道人。
And with some of the ministers at Hualien Church.
想说要骑个脚踏车来运动一下。
So we were going to ride bicycles to exercise.
从花莲要到太鲁阁国家公园。
And so to from Hualien to a national park.
我们一早就骑着脚踏车出发。
So in the morning we rode our bicycles out.
因为平常也疏于这个运动了哈。
And so because you right before we didn't really have time to exercise.
体力比不上台湾的一些原住民团传道。
And so as a result, I could not compare to some of the pastors of Aboriginal churches.
但是我始终要尽力要追赶他们。
But I was trying my best to follow after them.
在快接近泰鲁格国家公园的地方
，When I got closer to that national park，
它有一个上坡
，There was an uphill area, uphill climb。
那我骑在这一个脚踏车道上面
，And I was riding in the bicycle lane。
那当时我低头
，And I lowered my head，
要努力加速了
，And because I wanted to increase my speed。
结果在刹那之间
，So in that instant，
我头抬起来。
When I raised my head,
这个车道上面停了一台轿车。
There was a motorcycle that was parked there.
离我不到一公尺。
And that it was less than 1 kilometer.
我的时速大概是二十几公里。
And I was going about 20 kilometers.
来不及就撞上去了。
And so I didn't have time to stop, and I ran into it.
我的龙头往左边一闪
，And I tried to duck on going to the left.
撞到这个车子的后门。
I ran in onto the door, the left hand, the back door of a car.
整个车子就翻过去。
And so the whole bicycle flew.
那我的尾指也断掉了哈。
And so my finger was broken.
现在留下一点记号。
And so there's some leftover scars from that.
后面有一个传道看到我。出了车祸。
And so the pastor behind me saw that I had gotten into an accident.
他就赶紧叫救护车。
And so they quickly called the ambulance.
同行的传道就把我送到了这一个医院去了。
And the ambulance took us to the hospital.
那当时我意识被撞到的时候意识还很清楚。
So even though I had hit, but I still had a very clear mind.
上了救护车之后
，After going on to the ambulance，
到了医院
，I went to the hospital.
然后手术就是这个嘴唇的地方大概缝了大概8针左右。
And so I had to get 8 stitches on my lip.
那这个头部有撞到地面
，And my head had hit on the ground.
还有这个手的这一个固定
，and so then they also had to stabilize my finger.
所有的急救过程结束
，after all of these procedures were done.
当时我慢慢清醒了
，and so I slowly became conscious.
主治医师就来到我的旁边
，then the doctor came to my side.
他说有话要跟我说
，that he had some words to speak to me.
他说：“赵先生，你很幸运呐。”
And then he said, "Mr. Zhao, you are very fortunate."
虽然有受一些皮肉伤
，even though you have some physical injuries，
那头部也有撞到
，that even like your head had been hit，
但是你没有脑震荡
，but you do not have a concussion。
那你这些外伤很快就好了
，and your all of these outside scratches will be healed。
他说你很幸运，是因为。我们在检查你脑部有没有脑震荡的时候
，And I say you are very fortunate because when we were examining to see if you had a concussion，
有做这个断层扫描
，And so it had an MRI。
那结果发现在你的脑里面
And we discovered that in your head，
就是右脑的上方
，That in the upper right of corner of your brain，
有一颗肿瘤，大概有将近4公分这么大。
And that there is a tumor that is about 4 centimeters.
你是不是因为这个肿瘤，你自己失去平衡去撞到的吗
？Is it because of this tumor that made you lose balance so that you fell？
我说不是，我眼睁睁看到那台车把它撞上去的。
I said no because I could see the car in front of me very clearly before I ran into it.
因为不是这个肿瘤压到。神经让我失去平衡撞到。
And it's not that this tumor made me lose balance so that I fell.
他说你真幸运。
So he said, "Oh, you are very fortunate."
因为这一个车祸 才发现这颗肿瘤。
That's because of this accident that made you, that led us to discover this tumor.
那当时我并没有强烈的感受到说，哎，那是一种幸运的事情。
And at that time, I didn't think that this is something very fortunate.
因为灵恩会工作中断了。
And because the work for spiritual convocation was broken off.
接下来还要面对这一个治疗的过程。
And I still had to face all of the surgeries to come.
后来我就转院。
And so I switched hospitals.
从台湾的东部，然后转到我家附近，就是台湾的西部。
And so I switched from the hospital in on the eastern side of Taiwan to the western side of Taiwan, which is closer to my home.
对，台湾北部蛮出名的一家医院叫做长庚医院。
And a famous hospital in the area is Changgen Hospital.
长庚医院的这个医师。
And the doctor that is there.
他看到我的报告。
And saw my report.
他跟这个花莲的医院他的讲法都一样。
And he spoke on the same things at the hospital in Hualien.
赵先生，你很幸运。
Saying that, oh, Mr. Zhao, you are very fortunate.
因为车祸才发现这颗肿瘤。
That it's because of this accident that led us to discover the tumor.
他说这颗肿瘤大概没什么问题，应该是良性的了。
And so, because this tumor, looking at it, it seems like it is not.
开刀完之后应该就没事了。
That after we remove it, there should be no issues.
那所以就很快就准备开刀。
And so very quickly, we scheduled the surgery.
过没几天就开刀了。
And after a couple of days, I performed the surgery.
开刀完之后。
After the surgery.
事实上也是很顺利。
It was very smooth.
那但是开刀的过程花了很多的时间。
But the procedure for the surgery, we had to spend a lot of time.
因为这颗肿瘤呢。它外面包覆了许多的血管。
Because this tumor, there are a lot of blood vessels that are attached to it.
所以医生在处理的过程当中花了很多时间。
And so when this doctor was performing the surgery, he had spent a lot of time.
后来病理报告出来。
And so when the report came out.
这颗肿瘤，他说属于第二类型的良性肿瘤了。
And so it was the second type of tumor that was benign.
会继续长大的。
That it was a type that will continue to grow.
这个时候我才想到，在几年前我负担大同教会的时候。
And it reminded me that a couple years ago when I was ministering to 大同 Church.
有一个老姐妹。
A very old sister spoke to me.
有一回，她和她的儿子到阳明山去洗温泉。
The sister had gone to a hot spring with her son.
结果这位老姐妹洗温泉的时候跌倒了。
And that sister, when she was in the hot spring, she fell.
那有人就赶快告诉她儿子。
And someone told her son.
她就赶快把她送到这个医院去。
And so her son sent her very quickly to the hospital.
那发现是脑部。也是长肿瘤。
And she also had a tumor in her brain.
跟我的位置是一模一样的。
And the same place as mine.
那大概有六公分这么大。
And hers is 6 centimeters long.
她开刀花了十几个小时。
And her surgery lasted 10+ hours.
我大概七八个小时。
My surgery was about 7 to 8 hours.
但是她开刀完之后。
But after her surgery.
进入加护病房。
She had to go into ICU.
昏迷了四十几天。
And she was in a coma for about 40 days.
我清醒之后进入加护病房，然后一天就出来了。
And so for myself, after I was in ICU for one day, and after that I was.
她的位置跟我的一模一样。
She was in the same spot as me.
那四十几天后，这个老姐妹醒来。
40 days after that, when the sister awoke.
不会讲话。
She couldn't speak.
不会走路。
She couldn't walk.
要坐轮椅。
She had to sit in a wheelchair.
但是也看到她儿子非常的孝顺。
But you can also see, her son being very filial.
她家住在二楼。
Because her house was on the second floor.
结果这个儿子这样背着上上下下。
But her son would carry her up and down the stairs.
后来这位老姐妹。
Later on, this old sister.
大概又活了两三年的时间。
She lived another 2 to 3 years.
主耶稣就召她回去了。
Then the Lord called him. Lord called her home.
我自己开刀之后，我才想到这件事。
After my own surgery, I thought of this.
如果不是主耶稣的怜悯。
If it's not the mercy of God,
那这个肿瘤呢？它因为刚开始长得很慢。
And so it would have been this tumor because in the beginning it might grow very slowly.
但是后面越长越快。
But in the end, it will grow faster and faster.
因为这个肿瘤内部呢，好像已经有这个钙化的现象。
And so because inside this tumor had a it was changing.
我也不知道。然后可能刚开始呢，这个一公分的时候，可能长了五六年以上才会长一公分。
Oh, like so in the first five to six years, it might only grow one centimeter.
但是一公分之后，可能两三年就长到四公分了哈。
But in two to three years, it might grow to four centimeters after that.
那后面这个四公分到六公分可能更快了哈。
But in the last two, the from the four centimeter six centimeters,
因为血液包覆呢，会使这个肿瘤的细胞越长越快。
Because the blood vessels will allow for this tumor to grow faster and faster.
在那个当下发生车祸。
So in that moment when I was had that accident.
如果没有那个车祸。
Without that accident.
搞不好，我现在就不在这里了。
It's very possible that I wouldn't be here today.
所以难怪医生看到我的病历都说你真幸运了。
And that is why when the doctor saw my status, they thought, oh, you are very fortunate.
那当时内心一个想法说，哎呀，神的旨意原是好的。
And in the beginning, I thought, oh, this is God's will is good.
我们常常遇到这样的事情，都会有这种直接的反应。
And sometimes when we encounter this, we might have this reaction.
神的旨意原是好的。
That God's will is good.
保守了我们的生命。
That He has protected our life.
但是事情并没有那么单纯呐。
But the things were not that simple.
这个开刀结束之后
，After the procedure,
住医院住了不到一个礼拜的时间。
I was in the hospital, living in the hospital for a little less than a week.
哇，很快可以出院了。
Very quickly, I could leave the hospital.
那时候也很高兴了。
And I was very happy every day.
然后就出院了。
And so I left.
因为当时我所属的这一个内力教会。
And so because of the church that I belonged to at the time, 内力 church.
刚好在灵恩会。
At the time, I was having spiritual communication.
我想说，礼拜五出院，礼拜六可以去灵恩会聚会，礼拜天可以领圣餐。
I thought, oh, on Friday after leaving the hospital, then on Saturday I could keep the Sabbath, and then on Sunday I could partake Holy Communion.
但是回到家以后
，But after I got home,
礼拜六早上
，Saturday in on Saturday morning,
身体并不是很舒服。
I didn't feel well.
所以就没有去聚会了。
So I did not go to the hospital. Go to church.
那一直到晚上。
Until the evening.
原本还想说隔天可以去参加灵恩会。
I thought the next day I would be able to attend a spiritual convocation.
但是礼拜六晚上。
But Saturday night.
我这个开刀的地方。
The place where I had had surgery.
在伤口处肿起来。
That around the scarring area there was it was swollen.
到隔天早上。
The next morning.
就化脓了。
And there was a It was infected.
那当时就很紧张啊。
So at that time, I was very anxious.
我记得赶快打电话请大姐，然后载我和我太太到医院去急诊。
At that time, I called my aunt, my older sister to take me and my wife to the hospital.
然后到了医院。
And after I
医生检查说，哎呀，你这应该是感染的。
And then told me that, it must be infected.
马上要做第二次的手术。
And so they had to perform a second surgery.
这次手术最主要是清创。
And so the second surgery was to clean the area.
那就很快就进了这一个手术房。
And so very quickly we entered into the surgery room.
那开完刀之后
，After the surgery，
回到病房。
I returned back to the hospital room.
因为这个清创手术就很快了。
And so because this procedure was very quick.
我记得应该大概两三个小时就结束了。
Took and the surgery took about 2 hours.
那回到病房的时候
，After I returned back to the hospital room,
有一个主治医师的助理哈。
The secretary of the doctor came.
就是一个实习的医生呢、
啊。Sorry, and it was a intern doctor.
那他就进到病房。
They came into the hospital room.
他跟我和我太太说。
And he told my wife and I.
所以有件事情想要跟你们 来沟通呢、啊。
That there's something that I want to communicate with you.
他讲说，诶，他和主治医师。
That he told us that oh him them him and the other doctor
有一个建议的、啊。
Has a suggestion for us.
因为开刀完之后。
Because after the surgery.
他说，诶，接下来呢，因为你是感染。
Because it is an infection.
那必须要做一个很长时间的治疗。
Then it would take a long time to
要利用抗生素呢，来把体内这些细菌把它杀掉。
And that it would take a long time to fix it because you need to take antibiotics to get rid of the bacteria.
但是有一个问题。
But there was an issue.
他说，哎，你开那个肿瘤的时候。
Because when you had surgery to remove the tumor.
你那个。头骨啊，已经被切开来了。
And it's because your skull had already been cut open.
差不多将近七公分这么大的一个洞。
And it's like a seven centimeter long hole.
那你现在呢？清创之后，这个头盖骨又盖回去。
That after you have you have to put this bone back.
他说有一个问题。
That there's an issue.
就是，这抗生素呢是透过血液啊。
That this antibiotic is through the blood.
要把这些细菌都杀掉。
It's through the blood to kill all the bacteria.
但是现在你这个头盖骨已经切开了。
And this, but this, since your skull is cut open.
如果正常好的话，它会去复原。
If it was normal, then it would just heal on its own.
但是现在你已经感染了。
But right now it is infected.
这个细菌如果藏在这个头盖骨里面
，if the bacteria was hiding in the bone，
那抗生素会进不去
，then the antibiotic would not be able to go in。
言下之意，他就是告诉我
，so he was telling us，
这一个头盖骨要拿掉了
，that we have to remove this skull portion。
事实上我也听得懂他的意思。
And to be honest, I understood his meaning.
他说他和主治医师强烈建议你再开一次刀，把这个头盖骨拿掉。
And so, both him and the doctor strongly suggest to remove a part of the skull.
我和我太太听了之后呢
？After I heard this with my wife,
不知道怎么说了哈。
We didn't know what to say.
他跟我们讲说，你们考虑看看。
And so he told us to consider it.
要不要开随便你们。
So whether or not you want to perform the surgery, it is up to you.
那这下我内心当中非常非常的这个不解了哈。
And so at that time, my heart was very, very not at peace.
不是神的旨意原是好的吗
？Because isn't God's will good?
那一方面也抱怨医师啊。
At one point, I was.
那你既然知道说感染了，你应该第二次的时候就把头盖骨拿掉啊。
And so, if you say it's already infected, then you should the second time you should just remove this skull.
为什么你现在刚开刀完，那你现在要告诉我这个头盖骨还要再开第三次拿掉
？Then why did you tell me that I have to perform a third surgery to remove the portion of my skull?
医生，你的判断是不是有问题
？Is there a wrong judgment from the doctor?
正常人一定都这样的反应呢。
Because normal people would probably respond in this way.
但是因为自己做传道
，Because I was a pastor.
然后经历这个事情到这个阶段，想说神的旨意不是原是好的吗？那为什么会让我遇到这些事
？And I thought, isn't God's will good? Why would God allow me to encounter this?
要开第三次吗
？Should I perform a third surgery?
开第三次完，还要再开第四次
？Because if I perform a third surgery, then I will also have to perform a fourth.
因为我问医生说。我问医生呢、啊、
，So I asked the doctor.
这个头盖骨那就没有用了。
Then this skull portion of my skull then is that not?
他说对了。
He said yes.
他说，当你呢这个感染的问题都处理掉以后
，That he said after the infection is issue of infection is solved.
再用人工的头盖骨把它盖回去、啊。
Then we'll have a man-made skull put back in.
所以我一看就是。眼前不是只有第三次，还有第四次。
So I saw that there was not just a third surgery, but a fourth.
那时候和太太讨论要不要开刀。
So after I discussed with my wife whether or not to have surgery.
神的旨意原是好的，那就交托给神就好了。
That oh, if God's will is good, then we should just give it to God.
但是神的旨意如果是好的，为什么还要让我遇到这个事呢
？But if God's will is good, why would He allow me to encounter this?
所以在当下呢，我 体会到那个生命当中最软弱的时候。
And so in that moment, I encountered one of the weakest points in my life.
医生把这一个问题丢给我自己做决定。
Because the doctor gave this issue to me to decide.
没有拿掉，可能细菌就杀不掉。
If we don't take off this, that portion of the skull, then the, we cannot kill the bacteria.
那个时候真的和这一个约伯记里面那一个约伯在那个苦难找不到答案的时候。
And so this reminding that when Job in his suffering cannot have an answer.
他就开始怀疑自己了。
So they began to doubt themselves.
怀疑自己到底做了些什么事情。
And to doubt that, oh, maybe they have done something.
所以当时的祷告真的很无力。
And so at that time when I was praying,
到底怎么办？
I was praying about what should I do.
后来自己想一想。
After I thought to myself,
神既然把这个问题丢给我。
So then, because God, since God has given me this problem to decide.
我心里这样想，不知道的，我们就交托给神了。
And I thought in my heart, what I do not know, I will give to God.
那知道的，我们人总是尽本分吧。
What we do know, then we have to do our part.
所以呢，那时候我和我太太就决定说，那就开吧。
And so at that time, me and my wife, we decided to just perform the surgery.
但是开了第三次之后
，After the third surgery,
我发现医生对我特别好。
I saw that the doctor was especially good to me.
他把最好的抗生素都给我了。
Gave me all the best antibiotics.
连那个护士都不知道怎么打的抗生素了。
And even all the vitamins that the nurses don't know how to give.
因为他没有看过那样的抗生素。
Because they haven't seen that type of antibiotic or vitamin.
这个还是资深的护理师。
And so this is what was very experienced.
一包要2700块台币哈。
And one bag of this antibiotic and vitamin.
一天要打两包啊。
Was 2700 NT, and every day I have two.
这个不是重点哈。
But that's not the main point.
重点是在这段时间里面。
The main point is that during this period of time.
真的就只能完全的交托了
哈。That I could only really rely on God.
那这一次住院，第三次开完刀，就第二次住院啊，这个第三次开完刀。住院的时间蛮长的。
And so after the third surgery, I had to stay in the hospital for a longer period of time.
第一次住院的时候，很多人来探访我。
And so the first time when I was home, a lot of people came to visit.
那第二次住院，开了两次刀，就没有人来敢来看我了。
And so after the second time, nobody came to visit because they were afraid.
因为大家都想说，会不会我害了赵传道？
And because they thought that, oh, what if I'm the one that gave the infection?
去看他，所以让他感染。
So that I came to see him, and then it caused him to have an infection.
所以在那段时间，事实上是非常孤独的。
And so during that period of the time, I was alone.
但是有一个蛮要好的同学。
But there was a good fellow student or worker.
就是神学院的同学了。
That was a fellow TTP student that
studied with me. 也是之前注目台北教会的简明瑞传道。
And it was a pastor that used to minister to Taipei Church.
因为我们交情比较好，他就跑来看我了。
So because we had a good close relationship, so he came to visit me.
跑来看我的时候
，After he came to visit me,
他就跟我讲一段他知道的事了。
He told me something that he knew.
他说有一位资深的长老。
He told me that there was a very old elder.
就是赖英夫长老。
Which is Elder Lai.
他就谈到我的这一个病情
了。And so they were discussing my illness.
因为之前呢，台总神学院的约伯记是赖英夫长老教的哈。
Because before the Book of Job was taught by Elder Lai.
所以他就跟其他传道同工也这样分享了。
And so he was telling some of the workers and sharing with them.
那简传道就这么说。
And so this pastor
他说赖英夫长老这么说了。
That Elder Lai said.
他说要教约伯记哪那么简单呢、啊、
？That it's not to teach Job is very easy.
因为赖英夫长老事实上教约伯记的时候也受了很多苦、啊、
That when Elder Lai was teaching the Book of Job, he also had he encountered a lot of suffering.
我听简传道这么说。
And so after hearing Pastor Tian say this,
我内心当中直接一个反应。
In my heart, I had this reaction.
当时我还不敢讲。
At that time, it was not.
但是试过了，还是要讲。
But I said I still knew I had to say.
我说那这样以后谁敢教约伯记了
？And I thought, oh, in the future, who would dare to teach the book class on Job?
事实上事情也不是这么简单就结束了。
And of course, things are not that easily solved.
那这个在隔年哈，我就是感染的。问题都处理完之后
，After the infection had been healed，
这是我在神学院的第三年。
This is the third year that I was helping out with the theological.
那时候就按照约定回诊了。
And so I went back.
那要做第四次的开刀。
And to perform the fourth surgery.
这个时候要用人工头盖骨把它盖回去。
And so they were going to use a man-made skull.To put back.
事实上，我在第二次第一次开刀感染之后啊
，Actually, after the first time, when I was affected,
在那个时候当下呢，那个感染就伤害到我的这个神经了。
And actually, at that time, that because of that infection, it impacted my nerves.
我那个时候感染的时候，这是左手完全没有力气。
That during that time, my left hand had no strength.
然后这个手指的动作也就不灵活，现在也是一样。
And that my fingers were not able to move as freely.
因为感染而神经受损。
And so because of the infection, it damaged the nerve.
不是第一次开刀不顺利哈。
It's not because that the first surgery was not.
第一次开刀完我都完全正常。
Actually, the first surgery I was completely normal.
所以在第三次开刀完之后没有头盖骨的日子。
And so after the third surgery, when I had no skull.
事实上，因为它大气压力会压到这一个脑。
And so because actually there's pressure that would press on.
所以这个左手就相对不方便。
And so because so my left hand was kind of an inconvenience.
这个第四次开刀。
So the fourth time when I had surgery.
当把人工头盖骨再盖回去的时候。
When they put back on the skull.
我发现我的手改善很多了。
That I felt that my hand improved greatly.
那也是很顺利，很快就出院了。
And it was a very successful surgery. I was able to exit this hospital very quickly.
那出院大概经过了差不多四十几天，快五十天。
After leaving the hospital 40-50 days.
结果后来又发现我的伤口又起了脓包。
And afterwards, I found that, oh, again, the wound on my head had an infection again.
又赶快去回诊。
So then I had to go back.
结果医生说不行，还要再把它拿掉。
The doctor said no, we have to remove it again.
那后来又把这一个人工头盖骨又拿掉。
So then they took out this man-made skull from my head.
那这就已经是第五次了。
This is the fifth surgery.
那第五次。就还是成为没有头盖骨的人了。
And so then I had no portion of my skull.
这段时间呢，事实上跟其他的同工都这么样消遣了。
And so at that time, all of my coworkers,
他们都这么样说。
They all said this.
说你是头壳坏掉的人。
That you are a person with a broken head.
但是你头脑很清楚。
But you have a very clear mind.
那我都跟他们说了。
And then I would tell them,
你们要小心一点哈。
Then you have to be careful.
这个头壳坏掉的人打人都不负责的哈。
And that somewhere without a skull has no, if they hit people, they have no responsibility.
第五次又把它拿掉。
And so the fifth surgery to remove.
那当时我建神学院已经第三年了。
It's the third year that I was helping out with the theological training program.
那个时候刚好也遇到台总的大选年。
And actually, at that time, also, there was a Taiwan GA was also going through some changes.
那时候，车富明长老就跟我说。
And there, Elder Te asked me.
因为他总负责卸任之后，他接了神学院的院长。
And so after becoming Taiwan GA, he now took up the to lead the GTP.
他说赵传道。我看哦，你还是回家休息一阵子吧。
And then he told me, oh, actually, looking at Pastor Joe, you should go home.
所以那年我就出了神学院，去负担这一个桃园教会。
And so after at that year I left, to helping with the TTP to go to help out with Taoyuan Church.
当时的这个北区区负责是姚家琪传道。
And at that time, in the north area, Pastor Young was the person that was in charge.
他也是我的同学了,
he was also a classmate of mine during theological training.
那他很关心我,
so he cared a lot
about me.
And he asked, Pastor Zhao, do you want to change doctors?
那个医生已经帮你开五次了,
that doctor had already performed surgery on
you
5 times.
我们教会有一个弟兄,
that there's a brother in our church.
是某一间, 也是蛮大医院的这个脑神经外科的医生了、啊。
And that he's also a surgeon at this hospital.
然后他就跟我介绍。
And so he introduced him to me.
然后跟他约，他真的很热忱，也带我去见他了。
And so he is very, very, he was very, he came and took me to it.
他听了我这个过程之后。
And so after hearing my process.
他说。哎，事实上这个应该不是什么大手术了哈。
And he said that actually this is not a big procedure.
你可以用钛合金把它盖回去就好了。
You can just use a something to cover it. That's it.
他说这个应该没有什么问题。
That there shouldn't be any issues.
但是哦，你去把那个长庚医院的你的病理资料全部把它勾过来。
But he told me that you should have all the information that you had at the previous hospital and send it over.
后来我就去了。这一个长庚医院。
So I went back to Changgen Hospital.
那这一个主治医师看到我的时候
，After seeing me again,
他笑笑的。
He just laughed.
那我也跟他讲说，医师不好意思哈，我有一个朋友，他是也是脑神经外科医师的。
And so I said, doctor, I'm sorry to bother you, but I have a friend that's also a doctor of the brain.
你能不能把我的病理资料都抠给我？他想要看你看哈。
Can you send me all of my information, records, health records, so I can send it to him?
这个主治医师他也笑笑的告诉我。
And then he smiled. This doctor smiled and told me.
他说：“哎，这样也好了。
That he this is good.
哦，试试口，另外试试手气了哈。
And to see different, to have someone else try it.
后来我就去到。这一个弟兄，这一个医院呢，他就为我开刀了。
And so I went to this brother's house, and he performed surgery on me.
第六次就把这个钛合金盖上去。
And so, and for the sixth time, they put back.
那盖上去之后，真的是手的部分，还有左面的神经，真的是有好很多了。
After putting it back, then my hand and my face. The nerves improved greatly.
但是这段时间也吃了很多的抗生素。
And at that time, I actually had to take a lot of antibiotics.
那个时候大概开刀完大概是八月哈。
And after the surgery, it was about August.
那到年底的时候。
And when in the end of the year.
那个传道者又调动。
So then all the pastors.
那时候车长老已经来接了联总的总负责。
And they were all being relocated, and Elder Tse was now the IA chair.
那台总神学院的院长换张超雄传道来接。
And for and the TTP training program, it was Elder
张超雄。
Pastor Chang took over.
那个时候林章伟传道呢打电话给我。
And at that time, Pastor Lin called me.
他说赵传道，你是不是？明年能不能再回到神学院呢、啊？哈。
And asked me, oh, next year, Pastor Zhao, would you be able to return back to help out with?
他们或许认为说，我这个钛合金盖上去就没问题了。
And because they thought, oh, after I have put back, all these procedures are done, I had no issue.
所以隔年我又回到神学院去。
So the next year, I returned back to the theological training program.
这一个经过两年的时间。
After 2 years.
那到了。这一个第三年
in the third year,
那这个时候我都是盖着钛合金的
and so then I just always had had the temporary covering of my skull in my head.
那又是大选年
and so then it was also another year of selection.
那时候刚好神学院呢整个都换掉
and at the time all of the theological training was being changed.
那我就负担。回到北区负担永和教会。
And so I went back to the north area of Taiwan and helped out and ministered church Yonghe Church there.
那段时间。
In this period of time.
事实上又有这一个传道同工跟我开玩笑。
And there's another worker, pastor, coworker who joked with me.
说赵传道，你现在 骑摩托车哦，不用戴安全帽。
That oh he joked that oh Pastor Zhao, when you ride the motorcycle, you don't have to wear a helmet.
你跟医生讲说，我安全帽戴在里面。
And you can just tell the police officer that oh my helmet is on the inside.
有人讲说，哎呀，赵传道是钢铁人哈。
And so some people even joked that oh Pastor Zhao is Iron Man.
这两年时间，事实上，这个盖的部分呢，事实上我都觉得怪怪的了。
And so in those 2 years, actually, that covering, I always thought that was kind of off.
大概是在我这个复旦，就是又出神学院的那一年的大概六月。
And so after I left TTP on around the 6th.
应该是五月，五月的时候。
May or June.
那又是我被派去一间教会协助灵恩会。
And again, I was sent to a church to help out with their spiritual convocation.
那前面布道会也都还很顺利。
The first, the evangelical services all went very smoothly.
那事实上，当时我觉得有一点怪怪，都是会有一点点会痛。
And so I thought it was kind of weird because it would hurt a bit.
那就吃普拿疼了。
And so then I just ate some.
我记得在那个礼拜也是礼拜五。
And on that Friday.
那早上去访问。
I went to on a visitation in the morning.
中午就休息。
And I rested during the lunchtime.
那这个睡午觉起来之后
，After I finished taking a nap and I woke up，
我头一摸
，When I touched my head，
奇怪，怎么湿湿的
？And I touched and it was wet.
我就发现说，哇，我这里好像也破掉了，流出有一些组织液来哈。
And so that I thought, oh, it had had broken, and so there was some liquid discharge that came out.
我就跟这一个。注目的传道说
：“So then I told the pastor there，
你能不能帮我看一下
？Can you look at my head？
然后注目传道跟我讲
，And then the ministering pastor told me，
传道，你那个头里面有铁呢
？And he said， Oh， there is iron in your head， pastor，
亮晶晶的
，It's very shiny。
我说哈，那个是钛合金呐、啊、
，And I said that's titanium。
我当下我就知道了情况不妙哈。
And then at that time I knew the situation was not good。
吃饭的时候。”吃晚餐的时候
，When I was eating dinner，
我就跟负责人说
，I told the council members，
我晚上布道会完之后
，After I give the evangelical service at night，
我要坐高铁要回家
，I need to take the high speed train and go home，
我马上要去医院急诊了
，I need to go home to the hospital for emergency treatment。
接下来工作就请注目传道
，And so the rest of the work I will have to ask the ministry。
所以我撑到最后一刻晚上。布道会结束
，After finishing the evangelical service at night，
他们专车载我去高铁站，然后坐车回桃园。
They took me to the high-speed rail and train， and I took it back to 桃园。
马上联络医师
，I contacted the doctor。
隔天一大早又到医院去急诊。
The next morning I went to the hospital for the surgery。
医生看到，哇，这个，就马上检查说啊，这个。可能要开刀了、
哦、And he told me, oh, this looks like you need another surgery.
那到底这个时候，这个钛合金在里面是要把它拿掉呢，还是清创之后再把它盖回去
？And so, at that time, there was the deciding. We're deciding, oh, do we just take it out that portion out again, or do we clean it and put it back?
那时候讨论很久。
They discussed for a long time.
那个时候事实上还没有发烧了。
At that time, I did not have a fever.
那应该不是感染的问题。
So I don't think it was an infection this time.
但是当时就已经开始在打抗生素了。
At that time, I already was taking antibiotics.
因为要开刀之前一定要打抗生素。
Because before performing surgery, you have to take antibiotics.
进到医院里面，那时候虽然没有发烧，就已经开始打抗生素。
So even once I entered into the hospital, I started taking antibiotics.
大概经过第二天了。
After 2 days.
那时候我跟医生这么说。
Then I told the doctor.
我说这个头盖骨如果没有盖
，that if this it would have happened if I did not
对我影响蛮大的。
It actually impacts me greatly.
我的想法是最好把它盖回去。
I feel like I would want it to have it there.
但是医生他知道要盖回去的几率应该不高了。
And but the doctor knew that the percentage of it being covered is not high.
他总是希望说不要，反正病人怎么说，他就尽量看看嘛。
And so, of course, however, he understood that what the patient has said, and he'll try his best to help.
所以要进去之前
，So before going into surgery,
我的一个想法说，医生大概会帮我盖回去的。
And I thought, oh, well, the doctor would be putting back that the skull.
于是我就进了这个手术室。
And so I entered into this procedure.
因为已经是第七次了。
Because it's the seventh surgery.
当我上手术台的时候。
When I entered into the surgery room.
我也没有任何的想法了。
I had no thoughts anymore.
反正就是这样吧。
And I just told them, I just thought, oh, it is like this.
那这个护士啦，还有那些助理啦，哇，大家在那边准备，哇，好热闹哈。
And these nurses and assistants
were all
preparing,
to
give me my anesthesia.
然后插管做心电图，所有东西。
And do a cardiograph.
那这个时候有一个护理师。
And at the time, there was an intern doctor.
就量体温。
Came to take my temperature.
38.6.
It's 38 degrees Celsius.
哇，开始发烧了。
That I was starting to have a fever.
麻醉之前，我最后听这一句话。
And before I was went to sleep,
我就不知道人了。
I didn't know who.
每一次开刀就是这样。
That oh, every time I have surgery, it is like this.
一麻醉之后我就不知道了。
After the surgery, I do not know.
然后出来就是头一包啊。
And after I come out,
然后插了很多管啊。
That my head is wrapped and there's a lot of tubes.
事实上，在这七次的手术里面
，In the seven surgeries，
最紧张的还是我太太了。
That who was the most nervous was my wife。
她对我开刀有很大的恐惧。
Because she had a lot of fear about every time when I went into surgery。
我在开刀过程当中第一次最恐惧。
She had the most fear when during the first surgery。
这个恐惧好像死因幽谷一样。
And this first surgery was like the valley of death。
因为那个麻醉时间很长。
Because the time that when I was put under was long.
我的印象中很像当中有一点点清醒的感觉。
And at the time, I felt like there was part when I was slightly awake.
哇，那个所有旁边的那个声音都扩大，然后会让你觉得很恐怖啊。
That it felt like all of the sounds nearby were extra loud, so you are actually very afraid.
因为最近那个蔡燕仁弟兄哈，他这个肺癌开刀。
And so recently, there's a brother Tai who had opened at to surgery in the chest.
他也开十几个小时。
And he also had a 10+ hour surgery.
去探访他的时候，他跟我讲那个手术那个恐怖的现象。
And in that time, he told me what happened was very scary for him during the procedure.
才唤起我那一次开刀的那个记忆。
And then it allowed me to remember that the memory of that time when I had surgery.
所以这么多次的开刀。最辛苦的是我的太太。
So actually, so all of these times of surgery, the one who had the most difficult time was my wife.
所以在最后这次开刀的时候。
So in this last surgery.
医生也出来跟他讲两三次话。
The doctor came out and spoke to her 2 or 3 times.
那开刀结束完之后。
After the surgery was done.
那就他就在外面接我。
She was outside waiting for me.
我恢复完之后就被推出来了。
And after I was done, I was wheeled out.
那推出来，我太太就跟我讲。
When I was wheeled out, my wife told me.
开刀很顺利了。
That all the surgery was very smooth.
但是当中医生出来好几次跟他说，跟他讨论了。
But in that time, the doctor came out multiple times.
他说，医生说哈，有两个消息呀。
That there are two news that I want to share with you.
一个是好消息
，One is good news，
一个是坏消息
，Another is bad news。
他那时候问我说：“你要听好消息还是听坏消息
？”And at the time, the doctor asked me, "Did you want to hear the good news or the bad news?"
事实上，我真的是头壳坏掉，脑筋很清楚了哈。
That even though, so the brain, even though at the time, my brain, my skull was broken, but I had a very clear head.
我不等他讲了。
I didn't wait for him to speak.
我说坏消息是不是我的头盖骨没有盖回去
？Is the bad? I just asked. Is the bad news that the skull and my the outer part of my skull, the portion is not put back?
他说对，你的头盖骨没有盖回去。
And he said yes, they cannot put the skull back.
因为啊，你这个头皮呢，长时间这样隔开来。头皮太硬了。
So after it's because after such a long time that of doing surgery like this, your portion has scar tissue and it's hard.
盖回去之后，这个头皮会合不起来。
If we put it back, it would not be combined together.
那我就问他说：“那好消息嘞？”
Then what is the good news?
他好消息，他跟我讲说，那个医生说了。
And he said, she said that. Oh, the good news is that the doctor said.
哇，你那个头盖骨会长哎
！That your skull is growing on its own.
以前大概6-7公分这么大。
It's about 6 to 7 centimeters long.
现在大概四点几公分而已啊。
It's even though right now.
直径啊，我说直径。
And it's about 4 centimeters in terms of.
他说哦，医生哦，他说他有帮他处理，把那个周围处理一下。
And she said that, oh, he tried to clean it a little bit.
看能不能继续长。
To see if it will allow it to continue to grow.
啊，他就推我回病房。
And so then they pushed me back to the.
那这个时候我就跟他讲说。
And then at that time I told her.
说太奇妙了，这是我不知道的。
This is miraculous. This is what I do not know.
然后我太太很纳闷。
And at that time, my wife was stunned.
你在讲什么？
He said, "What are you saying?"
我说我在讲圣经里面讲的话了。
I'm saying what was mentioned in the Bible.
哦，我说约伯记最后里面约伯就是讲这一句话。
And I told her, "Oh, it's in the last words of Job. This is what Job says."
太奇妙了，这是我不知道的。
This is things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
一个已经五十几岁的人呢、啊、
？Someone who is already 50 years old.
头盖骨怎么会长呢
？Why would the skull bone grow?
啊，这个钛合金放在我的头盖骨上面。
And this what is this metal skull portion that was put in my head?
头盖骨会长和不会长
？But it will still be able to grow.
事实上。会长不见得好了、啊。
That even though that it was able to grow, it's not always good.
因为会长才会推挤呀、
啊。And so because it grows so that it moves.
所以难怪我那个接缝的地方都有一点痛、啊。
And that is why that portion of my head always hurts.
太奇妙了，为什么五十几岁的人还会长头骨还会长呢
？Then, why is a 50-year-old plus person's head bone will still grow.
生命实在有很多太奇妙的东西。
So in our life, there are many mysterious things.
真的是我们人不知道的。
And things that man we cannot understand.
那神的旨意是什么呢
？What is God's will?
事实上，我们在当下也不甚了解。
Even though in their space and time, we do not understand.
但是呢，我想我们所知道的。
But what we do know.
我们人的生命。
That our life.
就在神的手中。
Is in the hands of God.
苦难的意义和内涵是什么
？What is the purpose of suffering？
事实上，这个是值得让我们去思考的事。
This is something that's worthwhile for us to think about.
我们常常讲说，信耶稣就有平安呢、啊。
It's true. We say that in when we believe in Jesus Christ, we'll have peace.
所谓的平安，好像就是不会遇到苦难嘛。
Is peace not encountering any suffering？
哦，敬畏神的人好像就要得到很大的福气嘛。
Or let people who fear God are supposed to have a lot of prosperity.
但是这个是一般世上的宗教。
But this is a teaching in the world.
圣经里面的教导。
What is taught in the Bible?
绝对不是这样。
It's not this.
如果是这样的话，就不会有约伯记了。
Because if it were like this, then there would not be the book of Job.
所以在苦难当中。
So in suffering.
让我们看见神的旨意。
It helps us to see the will of God.
在苦难当中。
In suffering,
也让我们活在神的恩典当中。
We're able to live under the grace of God.
或许从苦难里面
，and from suffering,
我们更能够学会如何顺服神。
We can learn how to submit to God.
如何看到神的旨意
，and to be able to see God's will.
我记得在那个当下我最不解的时候
，and in that time when I really could not understand.
后来我终于了解了。
And when I finally understood,
传道能够得到真理的亮光
that we can are able to receive the truth that comes in the light,
才能够得到从神而来的安慰了。
Then you are able to receive comfort from God.
我们来看哥林多后书的第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章第三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3.
哥林多后书一章第三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。我们受患难呢，是叫为要叫你们得安慰、得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受那样的苦楚。我想保罗在这里呢，已经把苦难它的一个价值来凸显。
And so here, Paul shows the value of suffering.
受过苦难的人。
those who have suffered before.
你才能够了解苦难的意义。
Then you understand the purpose of suffering.
后来我想到赖英夫长老所说的那一句话。
Then I thought about Elder Lai's words.
要教约伯记哪那么简单？
To teach the book of Job is very easy.
如果你没有经过苦难的那个过程。
Because if you have not encountered suffering.
哦，当然我们和约伯来比，那是差太多了。
Of course, if we compare ourselves to Job, it's very different.
但是至少在苦难当中，我们看见了神的能力。
But it is in suffering that we're able to see the will of God.
也看见了神的作为。
And to be able to see the power and God's work.
也看见了神的旨意啊。
And to see the will of God.
所以约伯记四十二章一开始就是这么说。
And so that is why in Job chapter 42 it says,
你的旨意谁能隐藏呢？
That who can know the will of God?
所以从这个过程里面，
And from this process,
我们从这个保罗的身上，
And from Paul,
看见了苦难的价值，
We can see the value of suffering.
所以保罗他身上那一根刺，
And so that thorn for Paul,
他原以为是魔鬼的差役啊，
He always thought that it was the doing of Satan.
但是后来神耶稣亲自跟他讲，
But later on, Jesus Christ told him,
我的恩典是够你用的，
that my grace is sufficient for you.
所以他更了解这根刺的这个意义和内涵。
Then he understood the purpose of this thorn.
所以保罗呢，他为基督受了很多的苦。
And so Paul suffered a lot for Jesus Christ.
他面对苦难。
And he faced a lot of suffering.
他更能够从苦难当中了解神的旨意了。
And from suffering, he's able to understand the will of God.
所以今天我们在这个信仰的历程里面，
So today on this spiritual journey,
当然会遇到许许多多不是按照我们所想的。
We will encounter things that do not go according to what we think.
但是我们却能够从真理里面，
But from truth,
借着耶稣基督啊，
Through Jesus Christ,
胜过各样的这个处境，
we'll be able to overcome all of these difficulties.
得到那属灵的秘诀，
and to receive the spiritual.
就是靠着耶稣基督，我们就胜过了。
And that we're able to be victorious through Jesus Christ.
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第四章第十一节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 11.
十一节。
11.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。十三节。
13.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。我想今天我们属基督的人。
So today, as ones belonging to Christ,
我们认识神，
we know God.
我们更从神在我们身上的作为，
and from what God's work in our life,
不管是好事，
whether good or bad,
坏事，
or bad,
平安，
whether in peace,
肉体的平安，还是病痛，
or in good health or bad,
保罗说他已经得到了秘诀。
Paul says he has already found the secret.
随是随在。
How to be content.
我都得到这个秘诀。
That I have received this.
就是靠着那加给我力量的。
To rely on the one that gives me strength.
我凡事都能做。
That I can do all things.
我想这个是在我们这个生命的历程里面。
So in our spiritual journey.
是一种非常宝贵的经历。
This is a very precious knowledge.
所以第七次开刀完之后，
so after the seventh surgery,
回到教会，
I returned back to the church.
好多弟兄姐妹就跟我说，
Many brothers and sisters said to me,
说传道已经七次了，
Pastors, it's been seven times.
够了啦，
It's enough.
完全了啦，
It's complete.
不要再开了啦，
Don't have any more surgeries.
我听到之后，
And after I heard this,
我说我也不知道，
He said, I do not know.
七次就完全了吗？
Is seven complete?
如果完全，我就可以去见主耶稣了。
If it's complete, then I can go see Jesus Christ.
但是我们呢，活在神的旨意当中。
But when we live under the will of God,
我想不管遇到什么样的处境，
that no matter what we encounter,
我们都应该要能够坦然去面对。
That we must be very openly to face it.
所以经过这些过程。
So through this process.
有时候面对眼前的这个困难和处境。
And sometimes when we face the suffering that is.
我始终就是觉得应该去坦然面对啊。
We feel like we should just.
因为不是我们自己能够承担什么。
Because it's not that we can do anything.
我们所能承担的。
Or what, because what we can.
乃是出于神啊。
Is what we can face is what God gives us.
所以去年底呢，这个年底传道调动的时候。
So at the end of the last year, when pastors are being relocated again.
把我从永和教会调到台北教会。
I was moved from Yonghe Church to Taipei Church.
事实上，我知道我的身体真的也不知道能不能承受了。
I didn't know if my body would be able to take it.
但是做传道。
But as a pastor,
总是顺服神的带领嘛。
We have to submit to the will and direction of God.
万事互相效力。
That all things work for the good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For those who love God.
或许今天这生命是神留下来给我的吧。
That maybe this today this life was given to me.
但是更希望呢，在这个过程里面。
But I hope that in this process,
我们能够按照神的旨意行呢。
We can do according to the will of God.
我们能够看见神的能力和神的荣耀。
That we can see God's power and His glory.
最后我们来读一段圣经。
Lastly, let's look at a verse.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十章三十五节到三十六节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35 to 36.
我想英文的就用英文读了哈。中文就用中文读，我们一起来读三十五节和三十六节。
Let us read 35 and verse 36.
希伯来书十章三十五节，预备开始。所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。阿们。愿主耶稣带领我们，
May God guide us,
让我们都能够看见神的旨意。
That we will be able to see the will of God.
不管遇到什么样的情境，
No matter what we encounter,
我们靠着耶稣基督，
Through relying on Jesus Christ,
我们都能够胜过。
We'll be able to be victorious.
在我们的生命当中，
In our life,
来彰显神的荣耀。
We'll be able to manifest the glory of God.
因为生命很短暂，
Because life is short.
每一个阶段我们所承受的都有不同的工作。
And in every time period era, we have different work that we must complete.
愿主与我们同在。
May God abide with us.
我们也与主同在。
And that we can abide with Him.
最后我们一起来唱诗。
Lastly, let's sing hymn.
358首。
358.